This is Akashvani, the news read by Gitanjali Huryamathur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that the world is looking towards India today for solutions to various global problems. In a video message at Genomics Data Conclave in Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi said that Genome India project marks a defining moment in the country's biotechnology landscape. The Prime Minister noted that the combination of biotechnology and biomass in the 21st century forms a crucial foundation for a developed India as a bioeconomy. He highlighted that in the past 10 years, the bioeconomy has jumped from $10 billion to $150 billion today. The Prime Minister also lauded the release of Genome India data, hailing it as a historical step for research and healthcare in the nation. Mr. Modi mentioned that genome sequences of 10,000 Indians from various groups have been analyzed and its data is now available at the Indian Biological Data Center. This data can be used by researchers, scientists and scholars across India. During the event, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh released the framework for exchange of data protocols and launched the IBDC data access portal. Dr. Singh said that the last decade has been a game changer for biotechnology in India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is committed to transforming the Indian police forces into smart forces to successfully meet the challenges of policing as well as internal security. Mr. Shah said this while chairing a review meeting at the Bureau of Police Research and Development, BPR&D, in New Delhi today. During the meeting, Mr. Shah took an overview of the six divisions of Bureau as well as their achievements, ongoing tasks and future roadmap. He also took a special review of the efforts and initiatives by Bureau of Police Research and Development towards the implementation of new criminal laws. Mahakumbh 2025 will be held from 13 January to 26 February at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has said that Mahakumbh 2025 will be a combination of faith and modernity. Briefing media in Prayagraj this evening, after taking stock of the preparations of Mahakumbh, he said, all preparations have been completed for a safe and secure stay of pilgrims at Prayagraj. Mr. Adityanath also inaugurated Digital Media Center for Mahakumbh 2025 at Prayagraj. BJP President JP Nadda today had a meeting with party's Delhi Election Management Committee. The meeting held in the national capital was to fine-tune the party's strategies for assembly polls. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdev and party in charge Bejant Yapanda were among the other senior leaders who attended the meeting. Mr. Sachdev told media after the meeting that Mr. Nadda assessed the election preparations and gave suggestions. He accused the AAP of trying to register illegal voters in Delhi. Around 10,000 special guests have been invited to witness the Republic Day parade this year. These guests include sarpanchs, disaster relief workers, best performing water warriors, handloom and handicraft artisans, Mann Ki Baat participants, My Bharat volunteers, guests from northeastern states and best startups. In Men's Hockey India League, Vedant Kalinga Lancers defeated team Gonasika 2-1 in Rourkela, Odisha this evening. Lancers captain Aaron Zalewski scored the decisive second goal, giving his team the lead, while Anthony Kina equalized with the first goal. Earlier, Gonasika's SV Sunil scored the opening goal of the match. Anthony Kina was named player of the match. With their second consecutive victory, the Lancers have climbed to third place in the points table. In Malaysia Open Badminton, Indian pair of Chirag Shetty and S. Ranki Reddy has entered the men's doubles quarterfinals. The duo defeated Malaysia's Tan Wee Kyong and Nur Mohammad Arizin Ayub in the round of 16 fixture in Kuala Lumpur this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.